Welcome to the pre-show. I didn't roll our audio. I was talking about, before I rudely interrupted myself, the Miracle Pie Truck, which is right there, which was seen everywhere in the streets of Arcadia, California in the 60s and 70s when I was a kid. I saw the Miracle Pie Truck. We saw that fucker riding down the street. You know, when you're a little 13, 11, 12-year-old kid, the older guys and their cars are, you know, you sort of idolize them to a point. You talk like a little smartass. Hey, Baldwin, man, it's a pretty bitchin' ride, you know? Yeah, thanks a lot, kid. Yeah, really, you know, and you sound, and every now and again you smartass off to somebody and they threaten to kick your ass. But basically, that was the Miracle Pie Truck that I believe a family by the name of Baldwin, and as I was saying, Doug Baldwin is a friend of mine. He's not the same Baldwin family, but he knows a lot of history on Arcadia. Doug paid attention to a lot of the Arcadia history. Plus, he lived in this neighborhood. I lived above Huntington Drive, and the majority of my friends lived below Huntington Drive. There was quite a, well, socioeconomic fall off when you got, I'm kidding, well, not really, but what can I tell you? My dad, there was a certain period of my life when my father made, you know, pretty good bread. After that, after he went in the tank, though, we moved, you know, south of Huntington, but not that the people were poor south of Huntington. Arcadia's not a poor town. What am I trying, you know, so don't get the idea that it is. And then I also mentioned Arcadia's changed a lot. It's become very Asian. I even did a joke. I went, and then I apologized because I'm not a racist. But then I said the thing that does bother me about Arcadia, I don't give a shit about the racial and demographic changes is what America is all about. But I don't dig the mansions that have come to. Nobody does. Nobody likes the McMansioning of Arcadia, the beautiful, big, deep lots that we have in Arcadia. We get these big, gorgeous quarter-acre lots in some instances that are very deep, and they were zoned at one time out there for horses and even little farms. Not farms, but you know, back in the day before there were dairies readily available and before you could actually go to the store and maybe buy eggs all the time, you probably had an option, you know. Mr. Brown, do you have eggs today? No, fresh out. People had chickens and they had cows. And that was something that was a holdover through the early part of the 20th century. And Arcadia, which is a suburban part of Los Angeles out in the eastern county, northeastern part of the county, was one of those towns. And especially out in the eastern part of L.A. County, there was a lot of that. San Dimas, Monrovia, all of those towns had these lots for the homes had been subdivided down from larger, what they called in those days, rancheros, you know, the old Spanish land grant ranches. So you had these houses, and I still remember going over to a kid's house and walking out back, and there'd be a fence, and then there'd be the deeper part of the lot. You know, there'd be like the backyard where you played, or they had a swing set or whatever. And then you'd pass a fence, and then you'd be in where the cow was. One cow, not two or three, just a cow. And then there maybe a couple chickens. And there was I remember getting headbutted by a ram once back there, an actual little ram. Just came up to me and went, boom, like that. What they had the ram for, I have no, maybe it was a pet, you know. But, and then the other thing you used to see in Arcadia, we had horse trails, and there were people riding horses, man. All the way through my grade school years, that would be the 1960s, there were horses, people on horseback all the time, man. Not riding on the street, but on these dirt trails that paralleled the street or crisscrossed some of the streets. You see people on horseback. You know, it was not an unusual sight. So, but that was back when we still had the old railroad station, was up on Foothill, and it was a complete, it was just an old derelict building. You know, it was falling apart, and it's now, as I mentioned, been moved over to near the Arboretum. But that was the old railroad station where E.J. Lucky Baldwin, you see, was the man who founded Arcadia. And, well, he didn't found Arcadia, but he was one of our primary citizens. And E.J. Lucky Baldwin had a huge-ass parcel of land. And one of the things that E.J. owned early was Santa Anita Racetrack, not to be confused with the Santa Anita that we have today. E.J.'s track might have been where the Santa Anita is currently, but it was far different. The track was configured differently. It might have been in a different spot. But E.J. was one of the early guys that founded Southern California, the LA area, in terms of bringing population here, you know, where he would like Henry Huntington founded the city of Huntington Beach. But they were all railroad guys. They're all fucking railroad guys. They were filthy rich, and they were, that's how you made money back in the 19th century, man, railroads. And especially Henry Huntington was a railroad guy. Henry Huntington's family had started the Southern Pacific Railroad. It used to be called, I think, the Central Pacific or some shit, but his family founded it. And so, I mean, Christ almighty, the money these guys had, and they owned just enormous tracts of land that they eventually did subdivide into cities, you know. Henry Huntington, if you go to the Huntington Library, if you ever come to California, make sure you go to the Huntington Library. It's in San Marino. It's very beautiful. And he was a collector of artwork and a collector of books and stuff. And I used to go there as a kid in high school just to check out what they had. I saw in a case, it was a big thrill for me because I was a Jack London fan, and I saw Jack London's pencil notes for Call of the Wild that he wrote. Making notes on the book Call of the Wild on some kind of a merchant ship or a steamer or a tramp steamer, something that he had either signed aboard to work on or was just traveling from Alaska down to California. And then the other thing I saw that was really a fucking trip, and if you ever get a chance, Walden's Pond by Henry David Thoreau, the famous American writer. He was don't tell me, transcendentalist, along with Ralph Waldo Emerson. But Thoreau is the guy who, there's a lot of quotes that are attributed to Thoreau, one of them being, most men lead lives of quiet desperation. That's Henry David Thoreau. Thoreau, they had the transcript, they had the manuscript, the handwritten manuscript for Walden's Pond. And the funniest thing about this, I'm looking at this thing, I'm like, wow, this is a piece of American, you know, like serious history here. He doodled. Henry David Thoreau liked to doodle, as we all do, but he doodled chickens and cows and shit. So all along the margins of this are little birds and chickens, cows, you know, maybe a dog taking a shit. I had to throw that in. I doubt it very seriously. Probably had far more taste than that. But so that's the Huntington Library. So these are the guys. And E.J. Blucky Baldwin was one of these guys. Came out. I loved it. And I don't know what E.J. looked like, but I'll tell you about E.J. Lucky Baldwin. Did you ever see this TV show, Fantasy Island? A lot of you guys have seen Fantasy Island. At the beginning, when they're rolling the credits or at every commercial break, they showed a cottage on a lake. That is actually Queen Anne's Cottage. It was built by E.J. Lucky Baldwin for his, I think, second wife or maybe a daughter. And it's on a lagoon that you see and saw a lot in Fantasy Island. And in point of fact, that whole region, that whole little area there is a jungle. Well, that's all now a part of, there's like tropical vegetation there. And they used that for a few settings. I think they used that briefly for some jungle scenes in Mighty Joe Young and shit like that. And as kids, you know, we'd go in there. It was free. You could go into the LA County Arboretum where they had these jungles and they had these flowers and they had all kinds of shit. And you're running through this place. You're a kid, right? I mean, today you'd never fucking see that shit. It was amazing to me when I think back. We're running wild through a place that's full of very rare plants and this jungle. And we used to go in there with fishing line and catch catfish out of the lagoon there by the goddamn dozens, man. I had millions of these fucking cat. We wouldn't eat them. You just look at them and go, hey, look at this massive fish, and throw it back. But this goddamn place was called Queen Anne's Cottage. There was another carriage barn. And then there was another house that was about 50 years older, maybe 60 years older than Queen Anne's Cottage. And it was a small adobe house that had been, either was a replication or it was the house, I don't know, Hugo Reed. Hugo Reed was a Scottish immigrant to California. And Hugo Reed had a little adobe house in Arcadia there back in the early part of the 19th century. And they have his little adobe house there. And then they also had a replication of like a Chumash not a Chumash. It was called, they were called the Gabrielino Indians. And they had a replication of their kind of a hut that they lived in. Anyway, this is where I grew up, and we had this county arboretum or county, you know, flower place that eventually, after the 70s, when we had Prop 13, I think it was, and they knocked all the property taxes off, you had to pay to get into these places, and you still do. And so the Huntington Library is another place. But what was I going to tell you about that fucking thing? I forget. What was I going to tell you about that fucking thing? Ah. All right. What are you doing, man? What are we doing, man? What? All right, I'm good to go there, man. Okay, I'm good to go there. I'm good to go there. I'm good to go there. Cool. Oh, I know. Wouldn't it be nice if you were younger and I wasn't so old? And wouldn't it be nice if we had sass and... Fuck it, man. Fuck it, man. So that's, you know, kind of a cool thing, baby. So when does the goddamn Premier Soccer League starts in August? Can you believe this shit? I mean, I've seen some bullshit. It ain't bullshit, but I mean, I've seen some sports leagues that, you know, there's a pretty fast turnaround on. Goddamn soccer, it just ended in May. Then you got June, July, and the motherfucker is back up to speed again in August. The first goddamn week of the season is early August. That's just, you know, never ending, man. Is this a tracks? Okay. How about that, huh? I mean, I'm here to tell you. Baseball, getting into the swing of baseball, man. Vlad, Son of the Dragon, the Black Dahlia Murder is the name of this band. You got to be bullshitting me. Vlad, Son of the Dragon. Shit. All right, cool. I won't back down, Noah. Yeah, so, why was I bringing up Arcadia? Oh, I was just showing you the fucking, yeah, thing. So I'll get with Doug, and Doug will know, man. Like I said, my friend Doug Baldwin, who, he did that sketch of me I showed you guys from the, I guess it's from the poker game we had. Doug has all the fucking lowdown and all the dirt and all the shit on Arcadia, and, you know, it's exactly what is happening in the town. All right, we're going to do Robert Greene today, and guess what Bob Greene is selling? Bob is selling Confederate flags, and he realizes it's considered racist, but he's stocked up on these Confederate flags thinking these flags were going to be huge because the South is, you know, the conservative thing is happening and the Tea Party thing. And all of a sudden, this shit goes down there in Charleston, and now he's stuck with nobody's buying these flags. So he thinks it's because people think he's a racist, but it's not. He's not a racist. He's just a, you know, he's, and to prove that he's not a racist, when you buy the flag, as much as you may not like him doing this, for all you people that think he'll wipe it on his pit or he'll have his checkers wipe it, you know, stick it up under their dress. I mean, you know, so it's pretty fucked up. That's what I call a real sad, sad state of affairs.
What's going on there, baby?
Thunder's in the house, man. She's down here behind me.
What's up, baby? Hi, Thunder. Hi, baby. Hey, look, a doll. Come here, honey. I'm going to come play with you because she has this,
Thunder has, she's got a, bird thing that I bought, that actually Lauren bought her. She loves the fuck out of this thing. So she's down here to tell me that she wants to play with the bird, you know. And I can't, man. I'm working, see. She wants me to go and swing this bird around, you know. Maybe we got to get you a dog, friend. Get you a dog, brother. I want to get a dog, but I can't get a dog that's too energetic or anything, you know. Hi, baby. How you doing? I got to get a dog that's like chilled out and lazy as shit, just like me. They say you're supposed to have dogs whose energy matches yours, you know. For me, that's a St. Bernard. I think. Okay, babe, I got to put you down now, okay? Okay, all right. Here we go. Okay, so that's our friend Thunder. And
that's a good girl.
And Thunder is, you know, she'll be with us periodically throughout the broadcast. Dak Mandanian with you. This is Dak Mandanian with you. And we just showed you Thunder the cat. Now, it'd be just my luck that that animal would get into some kind of electrical outlet and fry, just cook. Christ, I hope that didn't happen. Nah. Wouldn't that be fucked, huh? Well, I won't back down. All right. Okay, so Robert Green. Hey, baby. Yeah, okay, Bob Green. All right, good.
Well, Phil, thank you, and a very pleasant good day to you, Phil. We do have Confederate flags. I want people to know that there's not a racist bone in my body, not in my body. These flags are being sold. I got to get rid of them. I don't want them on my premises. I never did want them.
Hey.
And flags. And then,
hey, baby.
Let's see here. We're jamming. Let me see. New playlist. And I hope you like jamming too. Diddle doo 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 doodle doo doo. Oops. Oops, sorry. About that, man, thing, cheap piece of shit. I know what I want to do. Just before we get going here, yeah, okay. Where's the, where is the girl I used to know? Never change, but that's not true. Will I ever find you again? How much time we got here, man? Got 10 minutes?
Where's the cat?
Where's the cat, man? Where you at, baby? I think I'm going to Kathmandu. That's really, really where I'm going to. There you are, down there, baby.
Why are you under there? Hi. Hi, babe. So that's where you hide now, huh?
I think I'm going to Kathmandu. All right. Excuse me. Let's see. If you see if GHJK. Oh, Caroline.
Oh, counting up this money with my brothers.
With my brothers.
I've been.
Yes. They say that before the attack on the Alamo, the soldiers inside the fort, they heard a single bugler on the hills beyond the fort as the Mexican troops gathered. A single bugler was playing
a güeyo.
I don't know what that means. Doesn't matter what it means. But they knew that the attack was imminent, that the battle was imminent. What's the hippest thing ever said in any movie? I think I've told you this already, right? You ready? The hippest, this is the coolest thing that's ever been said in any movie. And it was said by Alan Ladd in a Western. And he's in a bar, and a guy walks up, and there's been some problem. The guy says, "So, you're a Mexican lover, huh?" And he says, "Yeah, I even forgot the Alamo." "Oh, yeah."
Wait, what did he say? I didn't hear. Say it again, Phil. What did he say?
I'm not going to...
What did he say?
Wait. Here. So you're a Mexican lover, huh? Yeah, I even forgot the Alamo. Why, you dirty? You know, something like that. All right, we'll be right back. We got our show coming up here in 6 minutes, and I know what I got to do here. I want to find the news, see if there's anything we're missing. I doubt it. What the fuck? What's up with that goddamn, what is with New York State? Have you ever fucking seen a bigger bunch of stumble-bum motherfuckers in your life? Last night, before I went to bed, I tweeted out something, I forget what. It's just like, you know, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? No, not even California is that fucking stupid. Lawyer says New York guard didn't know of escape plot. Do you hear the latest? They found the underwear. They found DNA. They found the escaped prisoner's DNA at a hunting cabin some miles from the prison. Not so far that it couldn't be reached on foot, which obviously it was. Maybe 12 miles from the prison. And it's a hunting cabin at a camp that's used by many of the guards from that prison, as well as I think one or two others, maybe law enforcement in the area. They share this cabin. President Obama shut down a heckler during the White House's LGBT Pride Month celebration Wednesday, telling her to shut up or get out to cheers all the way around. Hey, good. All right, anyway, I better not say anything. Virginia beats Vanderbilt. Breaking silence apologizes for Austin. Has this piece of shit been given the death sentence? He's been sentenced to death. You ought to get it off your chest, you fucking sack of shit. You think that guy will be escaping? I don't think so. Montreal Canadiens may not have won the Stanley Cup this season, but their goaltender emerged as the Knights' big winner in the 2015 NHL Awards. All right. What? Rangers clear favorites to win championship. Oh, the Queen's Park Rangers. Oh, I'm sitting here, what are they talking about? Well, that's really great, man. So QPR is going to win the championship. That's great. So then you'll go back up to the Premier League, get your fucking ass kicked again, get your ass sent back down. When's that little fucking merry-go-round end, man? I'm just talking some bullshit soccer shit, which I don't know anything about, just from the standpoint of an Ameriki, a Yankakin. All right. This ISIS, these are people that need to be killed. I mean, Islamic State of Iraq reportedly killed 5 prisoners in Iraq by locking them in a metal cage and drowning them in a swimming pool. You know, all that makes people want to do is kill your fucking asses. I mean, just, you know, I don't know that ISIS is even aware. They're having their day now, but the world does not suffer people like this. And if it isn't the United States or anybody or Europe, it's going to be the people in that part of the world, the Middle Eastern people themselves, the Arab street, as they used to call it, is going to rise up, which is sort of a kind of a racist thing. Anyway, stronger economy plus cheap gas equals get out of town. Hey, by the way, does anybody know how to reclaim email on Gmail if your email on your Gmail is fucked up? Because I'm telling you, man, okay, let me see. I just want to see something here, man. My character sheet, which I haven't really. Here is our character sheet. God damn it. Oh, yeah, okay. I will be with you guys. Let me just see one thing. I'm sorry. That was silly. That was stupid of me. Let's see. All right. Well, we don't have time for this fucking bullshit, so... Oh, I know what I want to look at. I know what I want to look at. I know what I want to look at. Where everybody here is. That's it. Ted Bell's going to talk about Diddy. That's what I was looking for. And then we have... And how much time we got here, man? Probably none. Okay, here we go. Ain't got time, bitch. Gonna have to get it done now, man. I ain't got time. Here we go. Oh, fuck. You know, half hour is not long enough for a pre-show. I suddenly am very convinced of this. I'm very much convinced of this. Fuck. Okay. So we're going to have Ted Bell. So we need the restaurant sound effects. Sometimes known as the kitchen sound effects. Sometimes known as the restaurant sound effects. It all depends. And then we want... And then we also have Bob Green. He's in the grocery store. And that is a slightly different sounding. The carnival? What am I doing? Restaurant. Or no, grocery store. Along the street. God damn it. Cash register. All right. Here we go. All I'm looking for is just this one sound effect that we use for stores. It's a really good one. And for some reason, I've lost it. I'm not exactly sure why. Probably because this is a disaster, this fucking sound effects file. Anyway, and, you know. Come on, you fucking whore. God damn it. I guess that'll work. All right, I'm ready to go if you are. You are? You're not? You is? You isn't? All right. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we want to... this one here. One, two. All right. I'm ready to go if you are. You are? All right. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is on its way right fucking now.